Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. Information here is presented by Spirit, but brought to you by me, your Spirit Messenger, Nicole Quinn. How is everybody? I see there's a few of you in the chat room already. My mom is in there. Raven Spirit is in there. We have a couple of guests that have popped in and out. If you are signing on and seeing yourself as a guest in the chat room, it's because you need to have an account in order to talk in there. So you don't have to pay for anything. You don't have to put in any great detail. All you got to do is just sign up to an account. You know, you put in your email address and get yourself a password, and you can go on any of these shows and participate in any of the chat rooms. And a lot of the shows will let you just ask questions in the chat room. So if that's the case, you know, why not? It's free. Get to participate. You don't have to sit on the phone lines and wait to see if someone ever gets to you. It's a good thing. So thanks for joining me today. I hope that everyone's having a good start to their week. It's Monday. For those of you who are already fans of the show, thank you so much for your support. It is truly appreciated, and I enjoy hearing from all of you. You know, email me your stories, your questions. It does enhance the show if I'm able to kind of cater to the people that are listening, you know? Makes sense, right? And for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, welcome. So what is the show all about? Well, I call myself a spirit messenger, which basically means that the work that I do here is not on my own behalf, but on behalf of the spirit world. I don't have all the answers, but that's not my job. There are so many of us here right now that are doing different variations on this work, and none of us has the full picture. So we've all got pieces of the puzzle, and that's basically what it's all about here, you know, joining together. We come here, this is a reality that deals with separateness, everything appears to be, you know, outside of ourselves, and yet that's part of the big reason we come here is to become separate and experience what that feels like. And then throughout our lives, start to kind of integrate everything. Remember that everything is one. See the subtle similarities between everything and how we all connect to each other. That's a huge aspect of why we come here. So, today's topic, as always, this show tries to center around helping everyone get their own guidance, because I'm not doing anybody any kind of service if I just try to tell you what your own truth is. So there are many, many aspects to getting guidance, you know, recognizing the guidance, learning to become still. But one of the big things when you're learning to do this is to recognize and know your own truth, because there is, yes, a universal truth, but there's not two people that I've seen that get their stuff exactly the same way. Maybe similarly, but not exactly the same way. So hi to everyone that just came into the chat room. See, everybody's kind of having a nice conversation in there. One of the people that I talked to, you know, I have teacher guides, basically, that emerged. I wasn't told I had teacher guides, but they came to me anyway. And, you know, this is what I'm talking about with your own truth. You start to meditate and you start to pick up on energy, vibrations. You start to recognize certain things as being one thing or another. Like, you'll understand, oh, when there's a person around, I know I feel this way, or I see this particular sign, or when I feel a certain way, I know that it's an angel, one of my guardian angels is around. The only way to be able to get to this point is to kind of continually work at it, to have some repetition going. So my advice is always to try to find some time, either every day or every few days at a certain time of the day, where you can kind of make an appointment with spirit and just open yourself up and let it go. See what happens. See what you feel. Keep track of those feelings, because that's what's going to help you recognize where you are. Think of it this way. Let's say you go to a place that you've never known. You're driving. You don't have a GPS. Okay, there is no technology for you to figure out where you are. How are you going to remember how to get back? What do you do for that? You look around, right? Okay, I see that there is a gas station on my right and a big department store on my left. So when I come back, it needs to be the opposite. You know, you look for markers, okay? You look for things that you can easily recognize that will show you the way. It's exactly the same thing when you're doing this. You'll recognize things, and they'll be from however you best get them. I may see things, you may not. That doesn't make me better than you. That doesn't make my stuff real and yours not. That only means that we learn a different way. We understand a different way. There are plenty of people that like math. I hate math. Does that make them better than me? No, it just means that that's how their brain works. That's what they get better. So you have to think of it in those kind of relative terms and throw judgment out the window. Judgment has no place in this process. If you can't, like, get past this person's better than me or I'm better than this person, that all that ego crap, you're really not going to get to the real, true meaning of what it means to get your guidance, okay, because it doesn't really have anything to do with any of that crap. That's all stuff we do here. So today we're going to talk about how to know your own truth, you know. What's true for you isn't necessarily what's true for others. And we've been kind of pre-programmed here. So when we're little kids, you know, we pretty much all come into this world kicking and screaming. And we learn how to be a certain way. We learn what's an appropriate role for us. If you're a little girl, you play with dolls. If you're a little boy, you play with trucks. You know, frankly, I don't know if people didn't teach kids the thing or didn't present them with these kinds of things, what would happen? Probably chaos, but, you know, I kind of understand the need for rules, and yet at the same time, I feel like there needs to be some wiggle room, especially for the new kids that are going to be coming to this place, that are going to be born soon. Lately, I'm getting a lot of messages about children, which is kind of interesting, because if anyone out there knows me, I don't have children. I've never really wanted children. I don't know. I guess just never really was something that I was interested in. But lately, all my messages are coming by way of, you should start working with kids. I don't know if that means little kids. I don't know if that means big kids. I don't know. But even today, when I asked my guides, hey, you know, what am I supposed to do? What can I tell people today that will help them? They were like, what did he say to me? Okay, so I always ask, you know, I always ask for permission to be able to access this information. I don't feel entitled to it. That's another thing, if you're trying to understand your own guidance, is really great to incorporate. Put yourself in that position where you're not in that place of entitlement. Please, you know, allow me to be able to do this today. And so basically his message was once again about children. And I wrote some of it down so I could remember it right. He said, tell the children to seek out the truth. Their eyes do not see what is before them, but what is within them and the individual. Their wisdom lies not in being told what is truth and what is lies, but in seeking it out themselves. For they are the powerful wisdom keepers of tomorrow. Today, it is our job to train them. And he goes on a little bit to say that it's true that we only borrow this world from the future people, and not that they inherit it from us. It's a different kind of perspective. It's like we have the responsibility of making this place into something that future people will be able to do something good with. So that means investing in our children. And children do see the truth. There's plenty of children out there. And I know some of you may have had sensitive kids in your life where you know that if you tell them nothing's wrong, they know that you're not telling them the truth. You don't know how they know. There's a way that they're sensing it. And it could be like obvious stuff like expressions, or it could be something more subtle. But kids really do have a lot going for them before they get this brainwashing, this programming. We should be teaching them things like respecting each other, you know, but instead what we do is we tell them one thing and we do another. I recently saw a video. It was this little girl who went before the United Nations and talked about how, you know, she's a kid and that the adults, she was always told, you know, the adults are going to help make things better. And why weren't they doing that? Why was everything pretty much going in the opposite direction? So brave little girl got up and actually spoke her truth. Hi, guys, you're supposed to be taking care of me. What's going on? Kids really pick up on stuff that you don't think that they do. So if you have a sensitive kid, pay attention to them. I would definitely teach them things, you know, it's not like, oh, just let them run amok, but try to be a little bit open and try to be open to their feedback, because they may know things that you don't, and it's not because you don't know them, you didn't know them ever, it might be because you just kind of forgot them, you know. This world has a lot of powerful energy, and all of us can get wrapped up in things and kind of forget to be centered and do the things that we're supposed to be doing here, which is basically caring about one another. You know, hey, whatever happened to that? And what else did he say? He does talk about You know, the fact that it's in man's nature to basically try to defend what they feel belongs to them, but that the mass destruction that it's evolved to is not necessary, and that we need to kind of pull back a little bit. So, all right. Anybody in the chat room have any questions today? This would be a great time to throw one in there, because I purposely did not prepare too much today just in case I got some questions. And, of course, today would be the one day I don't have any callers, which is fantastic. doesn't it always work out that way? Well, trying to think what else. I do talk to my guides regularly, and you have to kind of do that. This is a point that I need to bring up, because I think a lot of people are under the impression that if you can just, you know, open up the window and they're there anytime and they'll help you out. But the thing is, if you don't know them, if you don't take time to invest and like actually cultivate a relationship with your guides, you're really not going to be able to have the privilege of having that kind of like an intimate kind of answer come to you that fast. It's like just like any other person that you might know. You know, okay, I have an acquaintance. This person says this to me regularly, so I assume this is what she's all about. But you know what? If you talk to that person more, if you make an effort to ask more questions and see what your answers are, you're going to get a lot more out of who this person is. The identity of the people that are going to come through to you, it's not quite as important as, you know, names, dates, birthdays. I don't think that stuff is that important. That may be just my opinion of it, but it's not. What's more important is, can you sense whether it's good or bad? Can you sense whether it's male or female? Just to give yourself some kind of, like, a way to identify the energy itself over the stupid little kind of nitpicky things that we do here where, you know, well, clothing, that kind of stuff might be important to you. And if it is, you might see some of that when you're identifying your guides. Like you might actually see a certain color being worn or something like that. But, okay, I have no idea what this guy's talking about. let's see. Messages. I've had people asking for messages. How do you know when your guides are around? Well, your guides are always around. I mean, they don't really go anywhere. It's they don't have time and space the way that we do here. It's more like accessing their energy and them accessing your energy. That's kind of you're going to have to cultivate that to figure it out for yourself. You'll notice certain variations in the energy patterns around you, just like when you walk into a room and you know somebody's just had an argument, but now they're being quiet. It's kind of a similar thing. I feel like the feelings are the biggest thing that people blow off, because I think people have been taught that their feelings are not that important. And so when you pick up stuff that way, you tend to feel like, oh, that was nothing. That's, you know, that's just me making it into something. No, sometimes you are picking things up. Other times you are projecting things out. You kind of have to have a sense of what it feels like, what the difference is between projecting something out and actually just being open and being receptive to the energies. So if anybody wants to call in, let me see. I do have one caller. Woo! The lines are open. I have my trusty John Holland psychic tarot with me today to try to help me out with answering questions that people might have. But I don't know if that's a good enough answer for you. That's how you know when your guides are around. It's something like you have to pay attention to. You know, how do you know when anything's going on? You need to turn your awareness and your attention to it. Only you can do that. You know, I could try to help you figure out how to do that for yourself, but I don't tell people, you know, your guide is, you know, Voltron and he has a red ring on his right finger. Like, that's stuff that you need to figure out for yourself, because that's your personal relationship with your guides. So open up yourself and see what comes. Okay, let me go and pick up this caller and see what the question is here. Okay. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Can I help you with anything today?
Yes, I am about to embark on something new in my life, and it's like a career thing. And all my guides are saying yes. All my angels are saying go. Every time I meditate on it, I get yes. And I was wondering if you had any kind of vibes on it.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to pull a couple of cards here. Okay. Sacrifice, spiritual union, and intuition. Okay, these are all good. Even, do you have the Psychic Tarot by John Holland?
No, I don't. I'm more of like a Doreen Virtue person.
Ah, well, the symbolism that he uses is so, I mean, it's much more expanded than a lot of the other decks, and a lot of people have found that this is easier for them to read than any other decks. So
John
I always
Holland.
Recommend this deck to people. Yeah, yeah.
You sure that's
I mean,
not a Boston
it,
thing?
No,
I'm just kidding. Okay, go
no,
ahead.
I mean, I honestly didn't like him from the beginning. I was like, wait a second, I don't want to listen to this guy. And my guides were like, no, listen to him.
Well, no, like, he does great meditations. I just don't happen to own the Psychic Tarot, but maybe I should pick it up now.
And when you look at it, you don't think John Holland. His artist, whoever did this, is like phenomenal. But some of the cards, if you read the front of them, they're not quite exactly what they look like. So the first one is called Sacrifice, but it's more about like surrendering and letting go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's sort of like your reward for your transformation that you're undergoing right now. So the depiction is of this woman who's got her arms above her head and there's a rainbow coming down. So it's like you have to let go in order to receive. So I'm thinking that you may be, you may be just a little bit nervous because your brain is a little bit going over the details and wondering like, well, if I can't control this, how can I be sure that it's going to actually work? You know, so I think you might have to try to just ask your guides to help you surrender that fear a little bit, because fear is always behind anything, you know, that we don't want to move forward with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I have a fear. So just ask your guides to help you with that. They'll help you. They might even give you, depending on how clear you are when you get your guidance, they might even give you like some kind of process to go through.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. It does.
I think we all everybody is told from a very young age that they can't, and they have to learn that, yeah, you know what, you can. You just have to trust.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm working on right now. So that's a perfect card.
Good. That's a good one. It's important to do that before you try to do other stuff, because you can't bring in good stuff if you have a bunch of junk that needs to get, you know, you need to get rid of first. The second one is spiritual union, and this actually would indicate that there's some kind of new emotional type of bond that's going to be coming in with whatever this new endeavor that you're embarking on is.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of look around, notice the different people that might be coming into your life, or maybe even a change in a relationship that's going on around you as a result of this. And it's very, very positive. It's more like on the soul level. So I'm not sure if you're...
Because I'm entering
like,
this with another person that I'm... This
okay,
is like
good.
Another level
say,
of our...
If you're bringing in a partner or
that.
Something.
Yep.
So that's good, and that's meant to be. That needs to be there in order for this to kind of... come to fruition. And then the last card is intuition, which you already know. You have really strong intuition. Whenever I pull this card, this person's already getting their own guidance.
Okay.
You know? So what you're getting, you just have to trust. A lot of people, like, they're already there, but they feel like, no, wait a minute, I might have missed something.
Hmm.
You know? And I don't know how long you've been kind of on your journey or cultivating your relationship with your spirit people. The more that you do it, you do still kind of go back and go, wait a second, maybe that was wrong. But you do kind of get past, you know, things as you go along.
Right. So just take the plunge is what I'm getting from you.
Acknowledge your insights.
Uh-huh.
You know, acknowledge them and try to let go of the fear. Because really, think about it. What's going to happen? I mean, providing that, you know, your house is not on the line or something like that. I mean,
nothing like that.
Concern for that. But, like, what's the worst that's going to happen, you know? Oh, no, it won't work. Well, if you're not abandoning ship completely, like, are you doing this in addition to something you're already doing that's sort of like a stable thing for you?
Yeah, well, in that field, I'm just going another way with it.
So it's like, what's going to happen if it doesn't work? You're not completely left out in the cold, right?
That's true.
And you can always try again. Like, there are going to be different, pay attention, learn. What did you do that didn't seem like it worked? It's all going to be like a learning experience.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
that makes sense.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm going to go pick up those cards the next time I'm out at Barnes & Noble or some bookstore.
Yeah, they're really, really good, I got to say.
Okay, and I'm glad you weren't having any other calls, so I actually got to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Take care.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right. So what's going on in the chat room here? We've got a bunch of people talking, other people talking about, let's see, Susie Angel's in here. She has her own show. Let's see. Actually, don't have any other calls. This is so unusual. I always have like five people lined up, and then I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to make it. And I end up having to try to email people and give them some kind of guidance at that point. All right. So anybody else? Oh, who had a, there was another question in here that might have disappeared by now. Let's see. Yeah, it's gone. I think it was from Lorraine Bell. I don't know if that was you that just called, but if it wasn't, you can try to give me a ring real quick. I have like 9 minutes left in the show to do some kind of a reading. But I can try to do something cold right now and just see, just ask, you know, is there some kind of guidance? Because really, you know, my show's not really about fortune telling or predictions and stuff like that. I've argued with my own guides about that. Like, why can't you just give me these answers? You know, people are asking me for them. And that was my ego feeling pressured, you know, to do a certain thing or be a certain way. And they basically told me that the way that I need to go about what I'm trying to do here is to help people help themselves. And the only way to do that is to give them guidance that will allow them to take the steps to move forward. That I'm not really ever going to get that solid information no matter how hard I tried. And I have tried really, really hard. That's the answer that I always get. No, this is not your purpose. There are other people doing this. This is not what your purpose is. And don't be afraid you won't get enough people to be, you know, if I go into a business like solely doing this, don't be afraid you won't get customers because you don't do this. You will get the people who need what you do. And, you know, that's just like the last caller. Like, I have to trust this. I can't, there's nothing for me to quantify it with. I just have to let it go. And frankly, the more that I let go, the easier things become. So let me see. I think I got somebody else on the line here. So let me call or let me pick that up. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys? This sounds interesting.
Oh, I'm good. Are you in the chat room right now or are you just calling in?
I'm calling in.
Okay. So what can I help you with today?
I keep trying to find my place online in my career. I keep thinking that's where I need to go, and I'm just wondering what you have to say about that.
Place online?
I keep trying to find my place online as a career, like where I fall online as a career. And I seem like I just get so far, but I never quite, so I don't keep wondering if I'm chasing the wrong thing.
Wow, I think that's probably a lot of people right now because of the way the economy is and that sense of uncertainty and wanting to be able to do something that's really going to work because you invest a lot when you try to go off and do something different like that. Okay, so let me see. I usually just do like a 3-card reading. And
okay.
So the first card that I'm getting for you is kind of funny. I always laugh when I get exactly what the person just said because it is exactly what you just said. It's called Movement, Choices, and Decisions. And there's a little guy on it who's looking through a bunch of different doorways, and each one has something different through it with a different color. So Basically the card is concerns money and business decisions, projects, that kind of thing. The big message is that you don't have to do it by yourself, that you can get help. And this could be guidance help from your, you know, your people in spirit, but could also mean a partnership. So there probably are people around you. I mean, everybody wants to give their 2 cents, but there probably is at least one person around you who's really been nudging you and encouraging you and has a lot of faith in you. And that person is going to be able to help you get past this. Like, for me, it's always my best friend. Like, no matter what, she's always there. And every once in a while, she'll come up with these weird, random things that she would never say. And I know that it has something to do with my guides trying to get through, and I'm not listening to them, so they use her. So you might want to just kind of pay attention a little bit to, like, hey, that was unusual, or, oh, that sounds exactly like something I got just in my head earlier. In terms of what decision and, like, what place you want to go, if you have a confidence problem with thinking this won't work for me, just try to take that into consideration whenever you're dealing with this one person. I'm sure you know who it is too.
Yeah.
Everybody usually has at least one The next one is triumphant success. So that's not bad, right? That's a good card.
Yeah,
I can't say that. You can get something worse than that. So whatever the choice is, once you finally get yourself to make it and you get over that hump, this is a green light. I mean, this is going to work.
Oh, cool.
It has a depiction of a sword on it, but it's a double-edged sword. Like, you know, everything has its good and bad points to it. So just remember that even though it might be overly successful in some ways, there's probably going to be challenges. Try to think of anything, kind of any setbacks you get as challenges, not roadblocks, and not a sign that you're not supposed to be doing something.
Okay.
That's a huge, like, as you're going forward, I've had my own business before too, and I felt like, oh my God, like this is a sign, nothing is working. No, it was just something for me to pay attention to, recognize, and kind of like find a way to move around. Although sometimes things are like too hard, and that could indicate you just need to pick a different direction.
Okay.
So, you know, up, over,
I understand
doesn't
it. Yeah.
Work, go under. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the last card is the Wisdom card. This is sort of like one of the major arcana type cards. And this is a really good card. Do you have like an affinity for animals?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that, yes. Like,
okay.
I understand them very much. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if you feel like you can communicate with animals or there's like a real deep connection there.
Yeah, there's a real strong, yeah.
Okay. That is key because this card has a lot of different symbols on it. But the first thing I went to was this little dog, which actually John Holland put his dog in the deck.
Well, dogs are my thing, so that's funny you say that is my love.
And the dog is looking up towards the person, like it's human in the picture. So you're probably either going to be able to do something with dogs or like animals communication-wise, might pick something up. I believe that they're little angels and that they're here to help us through things. And they can be here to help you through an illness as well. You know, a lot of people that have animals, they talk about how the animal helped them through illnesses and that they feel as though the animal actually absorbed some of what they were going through to help them. So if you feel that kind of a connection with animals, that's also going to be something else that's going to help you through it. Because all these cards are all indicative of, like, a very gentle wave behind you that's trying to push you forward. It's not going to knock you down, but you will continually start to move forward.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
That's
good
because that's how I feel. Like, I keep trying to do, we have a successful business here, a flooring business. It's just not challenging to me. So I would like to leave that to my husband. but online, in writing and blogging and things that I'm doing, I enjoy that, like tremendously enjoy it. But it seems like it just never gets far enough to feel successful, and so that's what I'm struggling with. Like it, so it makes you wonder, are you heading in the right direction?
Gotcha. Well,
and
there's a lot of avenues you can go down online.
Yes. And we've been trying, me and my daughter have been trying for 3 years, and we find out things about ourselves. We've found out more about ourselves than about the career, I think. And so we reroute and start again, and so we feel like we're always climbing to the top just to fall back down again. So,
well, just keep going. I've got like 90 seconds left on the show.
Okay,
so
it's all yours. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Actually, that wasn't too bad. I got through a couple of calls. I like that. 30 minutes, not too bad. Well, hopefully everyone got a little bit of something out of today's show, you know, all the different, you know, messages that people got. Maybe there's something there that you're struggling with. You need some help with. And there was a message in it for you because personally, I believe whenever you listen to a show like this, there's always something like little there that's buried and meant for you to get. So take that with you today as you go through your day, as you go through your week. Try to remember that you're not alone. You can't ask for help. Sometimes help comes in the form of people. Sometimes it comes in the form of guidance, but you're never alone, and you will always get some kind of answer. And it may just be the next step. It may not be the end of the road, but that's because there is no end of the road. It goes on forever. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Join me on confessionsofaspiritmessenger.com, and hopefully I'll see you guys all next week for the next installment of my Blog Talk Radio show. Have a great week. Namaste, and thank you so much for being here.